21 minutes to 7 o'clock. Every Thursday we talk about the trends in marketing, in sport, in lifestyle, in pop culture. And as always, Kirsty Bissett, Managing Director at Have You Heard Agency. Good morning, Kirsty. I hope you're well.
Morning, Lester. I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. AI has infiltrated every part of our lives. And I was watching the cricket at the weekend. I forget which play it was. And someone mentioned on Twitter, he's wearing his iWatch while he's playing cricket, which is a bit unusual. And then someone pointed out, maybe he's getting in vitality points, or maybe he's being tracked. And that is
I mean, if you can't log it, it didn't exist, right?
Exactly. And that's also become part of our conversation, how AI is infiltrating not only the business of fitness, but also the lifestyles of people who want to participate in an active, sporty lifestyle.
Yeah, so there's kind of two elements that are pushing the AI fitness trend forward. The first is that people are becoming far more aware of their health and taking it very seriously and wanting to be an active participant in their own progress. And the second is it's still a consequence of lockdown, which was, 3 years ago this time. As more and more people started working out from home, they became more accustomed to tracking their own fitness, or they're actually back at the gym and studios, but looking to track their progress more carefully. So brands are releasing apps and these huge fitness systems that are based in smart technology, and they assess everything from your health to your workouts to your form to how you train under certain stressful situations. It kind of guides people through very personalized workouts that adjust in real time based on your needs, your form, and your changing goals. So even those of us who have willingly gone back to our favorite studios or gyms, we've remained users of this technology. Kind of we're choosing to mix that online and offline experience over just taking a single option. And as a result, the number of kind of clients or fitness apps remains massive, even though your brick and mortar studios are up and running again.
And what these Fitbit smartwatches, tracking devices, the apps all do, of course you get the endorphin hit of engaging in exercise, but there's quite a lot
closing
of
your rings.
Yeah, there's lots of psychology involved, because getting that reward when I've had a very, very busy day walking around and all of a sudden I say, I've hit 10,000 steps today. And that's just a dopamine hit. It triggers the reward center of the brain. So the psychology is also built into all these gizmos and gadgets and AI devices, which are assisting many parts of our lifestyle, particularly in this discussion for fitness.
Definitely. And it's gamification. It's pure gamification. It was like the kind of original gamification was, rewarding people for moving, and, using that data and kind of adapting it to, training experiences. We must remember that AI fitness goes far beyond just, your wearables and your watches and, tracking things on your phone. And I think the best example of this is a company called TempoFit, and they released a home gym system that comes with this built-in trainer. So you're no longer just at home or at the gym, tracking things on your watch. What TempoFit does is it's almost like this oversized phone screen, or it looks like a full-length mirror. And it uses a combination of 3D infrared sensors and physical equipment to enable users to kind of experience gym quality workouts from home. So this is where the kind of fear of AI, and it's always a concern. People always say to me, sheesh, what's going to happen if AI takes over people's jobs? And in this case, with personal trainers, that is the risk. But for me, I think, AI can never replace physical interaction between, people and clients. And also to bear in mind with fitness, one of the biggest things is motivation and accountability. Mm. Your AI bot isn't going to drag you out of bed and get you to the gym or onto a treadmill, onto a running track. So there's always that personal element that can't be replaced by AI.
What if they develop a AI language bot that insults you to some sort of negative
It's
reinforcement?
already happening.
Get out of bed, you lazy bum, which would largely be directed at me. But we've come a long way from, you know, the simple heart rate monitor on my old Casio watch to now having language-enabled language programs that can not only map out a program for you based on your own vital statistics, but gives you ultimate immediate feedback.
Yeah, that personalized and real-time feedback is what's so attractive with AI fitness because, you know, instead of me having to know, you know, look a month later, okay, I'm going to write down in my notepad how many centimeters I've lost or how much faster I'm running, you know, kind of per minute. It's all happening in real time and providing that feedback. And like you said earlier, that dopamine hit of knowing that I'm getting better is such a joy. It's also, I think, you know, if we look at fitness businesses, if we look at bigger gyms and those involved in the fitness industry, you know, running along with AI can actually, it can increase revenues because if you know, if you're collecting that data in real time and you know what your clients are looking for or how they're progressing, you can actually add on, you know, offerings based on that data. So yeah, I always say don't be afraid of AI, just work together with it.
And that's also fascinating. Like we've used the collection of data before, whether it be certain gym or health insurance programs that calculate how many times you visited or not, whether you only went through the turnstiles, got yourself a smoothie and went back out again. I'm not naming any names, but we've had lived for a long time with a collection of gym workout data, and they've been using this to either dangle the carrot to you to say come more often or add it to other parts of your lifestyle. Oh, if you've come and actually spent inside time inside our gym, you know you're going to get 40% off your groceries next month.
Absolutely. That data collection, and not just data collection, but their data interpretation and insight is so crucial here. And we've never been in a better space to be able to analyze people's behaviors, you know, go into kind of consumer psychology, behavioral science, and decide, okay, this is how people are acting. Consumers want a personalized experience. They don't want to just feel like a cog in your machine. They want to be able to feel like, oh, you know me. You know me as a client. You know me as a person. You know my day-to-day lifestyle. Provide me with a product or service that adapts to that, that is custom to my needs. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting one to see how in the AI fitness world, people add kind of bolt on that data collection job, that data insight job, and then take that and use it to create a greater experience and more products and services for their clients.
Kirsty Bissett, a pleasure as always. Looking forward to speaking to you in a fortnight's time. Kirsty Bissett with